Hey everyone, welcome back to Huron County Author Talk, a podcast where we speak to many talented local authors about a variety of topics within the world of writing. I'm your host, Hamilton Baker of the Huron County Library, and I'm excited to bring you another episode in Season 2. If you're a writer, a reader, or someone who likes to hear authors talk about their craft, how they publish their books, different marketing strategies they employ, and much more, then this show is for you. In this episode, Haley Linfield, Rick Hundy, Sandy Pluis, David Yates, and Judy Keitley joined me at the Goddard Library for a roundtable discussion. This time around, the group talks about what they like most about writing, what they find challenging, and what comes easiest to them. Enjoy. All right, so my first question is, what are your favorite parts about writing? And I would think whoever thinks of it can go first.
Well, my favorite part happens to be editing. I really like fine-tuning my script.
You disagree, Judy?
Can I interject? It's my least favorite part. I hate editing.
Oh, it's funny how different people...
Yeah.
Well, it surprises me. That's the thing I like about it, because if I'm going along, and it came up today, I was editing, I hope it's my last draft, editing a manuscript, and a couple things occurred to me. I thought, oh, I can make that better. I know how to make that. And that's kind of exciting when that happens. You know, you think, oh, geez, that's kind of pedestrian. I can change it this way. And anyway, that gives me a kick.
Yeah. Well, you see, I think I'm a flippity gibbet, because once I finish my manuscript, that's it. It's like giving birth to a baby. I've done it. I want to move on. And the next stage, which takes months, which is the editing, cutting and pasting and changing or doing bits that you think, oh, maybe I should do that, I find very tedious.
Okay.
I just want to be on to my next one.
Yeah.
I've already got the next one cooking in my head. And the thought of having to... I've lost interest in that manuscript. I just want to get on to the next one. Shows I'm very lightweight, but...
So you don't edit as you go? Like, you just write it all?
I'm old school. I write it first in longhand.
Oh.
I have a whole process. I go to the dollar store. I buy an exercise book with a hard cover. You know, $1, $2.
Yep.
And I want the hard cover so that it's not going to get all dog-eared. And then I turn to the back of the book, longhand, write my outline... And then I go to that, and I write it all, but this is only after about 6 months of it being in my head. I'm writing it in my head for months and months beforehand. And then I know when I'm ready, because I've pretty well written it all in my head, then I get the book, I write it in longhand. That's the quick bit. Then I take that to my study, and I type it into the computer. That's when I do my first real edit. Because as I'm typing in what I've handwritten, I'll pause and think, no, I didn't. And I'll change that. But I'm using the handwritten one as, I suppose you could say, it's a first draft.
Yes.
But certainly when I type it in, and actually now I've discovered I can talk it in.
Use like a voice to text?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is a miracle. Do
you have to tell it what punctuation to do, or does it just know?
Yes, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad, and sometimes when I reread what I've spoken in, it's gobbledygook, what the heck. But
does it pick up all the words? Because I've tried that and it gets...
Sometimes it thinks for itself, and it writes all sorts of weird and wonderful things, and I think, wow, this is a different story from that. But... if you can try and keep yourself from not being excited and keep an even keel, after a while it gets the rhythm of your voice, and then I find it does do it properly. And if I say period, it will do a period and answer to your question. I'm still perfecting the art, but I did my last book on speaking into the microphone, and okay, I had to go right back and do a fair bit of editing from the words that they hadn't picked up properly. But still, it was so much quicker than doing this. I hate doing this. I don't like, I'm old school, I'm so old school. You know, computers just drive me bananas, but I use them. Mm-hmm. But now I can do the speaking, and I think it's amazing.
I just wondered if Sandy wanted to contribute.
Oh yeah, Sandy, yeah.
Well, I'm like Rick, I love editing because I love taking what I've written and making it better and then doing another edit and making it better. And I don't know, to me it's very satisfying to take that first draft and keep improving it, and I just get a lot of satisfaction out of that. It's not my favorite part of writing. My favorite part of writing is character development. I just love creating my characters or taking dictation as they tell me who they are, is more accurate. But I also edit for other people, so it's sort of something I really enjoy.
My question for Rick and now for you, Sandy, too, is does it come easy? Do you find when you're editing, like you were saying, you find new ways of rewriting things, or it's pedestrian so you can change it? Do those changes come naturally or easily, or is it hard work? For me, editing is hard work.
Oh yeah, it's I go through many drafts, and I'm surprised that something I thought I'd improved immensely isn't nearly as good as I thought it was when I come back to it, because it's no longer yours anymore if you leave it and come back to it. So yeah, it's a long process for me. But I don't know. My son's a computer software designer, and that's really meticulous. So maybe it's a family thing that I don't mind the meticulous stuff. It's a challenge, and it's as Sandy said, it's a charge. It's a great deal. I get a great deal of satisfaction out of something. I really like this chapter now. I really, really like this chapter now. And I didn't. And I wasn't 100% sure about it until now. So when you get to that point, yeah, it's a bit of a thrill, I guess. Yeah, mm-hmm. Makes me feel good.
Does it come easy to you, Sandy? That those changes that you make?
It depends. Like, not always. No. I'll hit a section I know it's not right. I know it needs improvement, but sometimes I don't know how to improve it. So it's it can be a bit of a chore, but other times it's just right there. Like when you reread it, you think, yeah, okay, I should have done this. And that's when it comes easy. So it just depends on, you know, what it is and how hard I have to work at it, I guess.
I'm the same as you. Like, I go through a lot of drafts, same as Rick, and I find it frustrating. When I see it again, you know, I'm on the fourth or fifth draft and I've already edited this part, and I see it again and it's like, it's still not good enough to me. That's like, ugh. I'm frustrated because it's still not done, basically. But then eventually when I do get it, it is, like you say, then it is satisfying eventually.
Yeah.
It just takes a while to get there sometimes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I agree with Rick and Sandy. I enjoy, like, I like the editing. I also like it when you get into a zone of writing, which I find is a bit rare sometimes for me, but... So both sides, the creativity flowing, fluent side, and I like the meticulous, the two differences there.
How about you, Dave?
Well, I like the writing part itself, and I like the way a story flows, and I did kind of do the editing. I have to say, when you're doing those thousand-word stories, I don't like afterwards proofreading it, going over and over again, but you do. But the hardest part of writing, you didn't ask this, but the hardest part of writing is like starting the first paragraph, having a good paragraph, lead-in paragraph or something like that is sometimes, for me anyway, the hardest part. And once that is, like, the dam breaks once you write the first paragraph, and then the rest of it just kind of flows along. In fact, I never remember after I've done a story, the main body, but I always remember, like, trying to start it, and then you try to finish it off. It's easier to finish it than it is to start it, though. But
that's true.
I like the writing part just itself. It's therapeutic.
So if you get into the zone, it's
wonderful. That's right. The therapy. Yeah. I wish I was one of those people you see on TV that they just turn around and they just type away.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that. I have to get up and wander around.
But I liken it a little bit too, because I'm a painter. I paint as well, and I can't do both. So if I haven't painted for years because I've been writing, but in the day when I was teaching art and doing a lot of art myself, if you are in that creative mode and you're in the middle of a painting, time can just whiz by, and you can think, oh my gosh, I've been painting for about 5 hours, and you're so into it. Mm. And it's the same with writing for me. If I'm in that creative mode, I can write volumes, not so much on the computer but by hand, because I'm a very fast writer, and it's flowing, and it's just you know. And that's lovely when you're in that zone.
I'm the same as you, actually. Yeah. I write freehand too. Like my first draft, I write with a pen and paper. Because, I've always found typing on the computer, the creativity just doesn't flow as easily for me.
Yeah, I used to say the same thing, and now, though, I feel like writing longhand just seems so inefficient to me.
Oh, right.
I don't know.
So the creativity flows okay on the computer now?
Well, I don't know. That's a good point. That's a good question. Maybe if I went back to writing longhand, I'd feel more creative. But I don't do it much anymore.
I like writing longhand, but I don't do that for stories anymore. I remember doing essays before the word processor, where you'd write it all out, and then you put arrows where you're going to put this, and then you type it out.
Yeah.
But I find now that I'm on the computer, I almost like seeing like the story unfold, the paragraphs and all that sort of thing unfold on the computer now. I don't. I didn't. I might not have said that like a long time ago. And I'm a big believer in writing in longhand, taking notes in class longhand,
mm-hmm.
not taking a picture of it. But I don't mind now doing the typing on the computer, or Word Pro, whatever you call it, and then seeing it kind of form on the screen.
Did you know you can borrow an internet hub from the library and take Wi-Fi with you wherever you go? Ask our staff at your local branch for more details.
Did we all answer that? What are your favorite parts? I think we all did answer that one.
Sure.
So let's do the... And the next one, I was not sure whether to ask what comes easiest when you're writing. It's kind of related. Did we talk about what comes easiest?
The idea itself.
Does that come easiest?
Yeah, I'd say that comes like an idea, but then like fleshing it out, or like putting the idea, giving structure to the idea.
Always,
I don't want to say that comes hardest, I have ideas all the time that never...
Okay, I'm just curious, because that would be remarkable.
I think, I got a great idea for the name of a book or something, with a general idea, but like, well, what's the story? I don't know.
But I always do, and this is about the only analytical structural thing to my writing, because I tend to be... is I always do an outline. Because it's been in my head for so long. And then I pull it out of my head, and I do like a map. So I do the title. By then I've got a title in the circle, and I have arrows all poking out all around it. And I once I've done my map with all the arrows and stuff, then I take that and put it into 1, 2, 3, 4, and I so like chapter one,
mm-hmm.
and I'll look at my arrows and I'll. So I structure that quite well, and I find it really helpful to do that, because life gets in the way. So I might start writing, and then we've got to go and look after our grandchildren and blah 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 blah, and then I think, I want to get back to my writing. What was I doing? So I refer to the back and say, chapter two I was. Now I don't religiously keep to it, but it does keep me on the straight.
Mm-hmm.
And so I when I teach or talk or have writer's circles, I always encourage people to do that. Mm. But works for me. Doesn't always work for me.
I think Sandy's thinking. Mm. Are you thinking, Sandy?
I'm thinking. I'm amazed that Judy had the title first. That just blows my mind, because that's usually my hardest thing, is coming up with the title. Mm-hmm. I can write the whole book and not have the title. Yeah, anyway,
the title.
I just thought, wow, what would it be like to have it first?
Yeah. Well, the title speaks to me. I mean, the title to me. But, you know, yeah, I was going to say, I primarily have done murder mysteries, and they're slightly different from anything else, really, but I have written other novels where, but I always start off with the title. That is true.
Uh-huh. Well, because I'm the same.
It's amazing to me.
I've been working on my book.
I have a working title.
Right. I'm same as me. I've been working on my book for 6 years. I still don't have the title. It's confirmed. I've got it narrowed down to two or three. But yeah.
Yeah, my last book, the title was like the last, very last thing, and it was like debating, and what do you think of this? What do you think of this? Mm. And like, no, and like, yeah, it was the end. It was called something just to save something on the computer, but.
Right. Yeah. But, that's what, mine's always had the same name, but I know that's not gonna be the title.
Yeah.
It's just to save it as something.
And that took a while for you to come up with that?
You might not think so, but
I think it's perfect. I think it's a great title. Yeah.
I was aiming towards coalescence at one point, and then a friend said, I don't think everyone knows what that means. I'm like, well, people who appreciate it will.
That sounds like
things coming together.
That sounds like a perfume or something.
Right. Yeah.
I was going to say it sounds like a medical term. Yeah.
It was struck down by lots of other people, too.
Right. That's why it's not the title. Anyone else on what comes easiest when you're writing?
I do come up, I think I'm a little bit similar. When I come up with an idea, I don't know how many of them come to fruition, but it's not even half. So an idea will come to me, which is good, but the big problem is, does it have enough meat to it to become a novel or a mystery? So anyway, yeah, it's fun to come up with a good idea and play with it for a while. And I've got files full of ideas that sort of ended.
Are they books that you've started but just given up on, or not even as far as that?
Well, some of them have book outlines, and they just, I just lost interest, and or I realized it wasn't going to work, one or the other. Yeah. Yeah, but that's okay.
Fine. I've got plays, because I've written a number of plays, and I can flick through, I'll find an old notebook that I've started. And I think, can I use the rest of it? And I flick through and think, I started this 10 years ago or whatever. And obviously it got to the stage I thought, nah, don't like it, and didn't finish it. Mm-hmm.
Right. Probably the same from what I've, the same way I have all these ideas, especially like as I'm finishing the one I'm writing, I keep having ideas for my next one, but I know half or more of them. It's like, there's not enough to that one. Like, that's not gonna
But do you write, have you these, are they just ideas in your head, or have you
started? So far, they've just been in my head. I haven't. I guess I've written a couple of them down, just, you know, ones that are more promising. But most of them are just, you know, floating in my head as possibilities, and yeah, waiting basically to finish the book I'm working on before I get to those. Yeah.
I think if I forced myself to make outlines, I wouldn't have so many projects started and abandoned, because then I'd be able to like see where is it going. And sometimes I do, but yeah, sometimes I just have an idea and I just start writing, but then I'm like, I don't know what to do now with this idea.
Yeah, I think my biggest problem is that I've written about 20, 25, I don't know how many, I haven't counted more, novellas, they've never been quite long enough to be a full-length novel.
Mm.
So I could go back, but I won't, and, you know, redo them and pad them out, do more descriptive narrative, blah, 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 turn them into novels. But it's very difficult to go from, well, for me anyway, writing a novella to a full-length novel. And so I'm looking at a difference between a novella being maybe about 100 pages, and so it's a longish novella. It's too long to be a short story, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a full-length novel is sort of at least 240 pages. So that's quite a big jump from that to a full-length novel.
Sorry, and how long is a novella?
Novella?
Yeah.
It could be anything from 80 pages to 120.
And that's considered a novella?
A novella. A full-length novel, sort of minimum, is about 240 pages.
What is one thing in the writing process that you find challenging? So yeah, we've touched on that somewhat already. But if you think about that specifically, one thing that's challenging.
Rick and I find marketing challenging.
Right.
Yeah.
That's part of the writing process.
Yeah.
Yes,
sort of.
It is, yes.
Yeah.
Probably have unanimous agreement on that.
Yes, probably.
But in terms of writing, well, I don't know, I mean, this is kind of a cop-out answer. I find having not just time to write, but time to write while you're also in the mood to write, which sometimes...
You can't force it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't force it.
If I say to myself, okay, I'm going to write today, if I don't make that statement to myself, I might wake up and think, all right, and I'll write, but trying to force the structure and say, okay, I'm going to write every day at 10 o'clock for an hour, doesn't do it for me.
I just had an interview with some writer, I don't remember who, she writes 1,200 words a day. That's it. When she gets to 1,200, she stops. But she forces herself to do it, whether it's good or bad, 1,200 words a day.
I've heard other writers say that.
Yeah.
They have a limit that every day they have to write those. Like 1,200, 1,500 words.
Yeah.
And they have this just discipline. I think that's part of the writer's craft is discipline.
It is. And when I do the NaNoWriMo, which is the November National Writers Month competition, where you write 50,000 words in 1 month,
right.
I definitely am disciplined with that because that I've broken it down to 1,700 words a day. And I have to do that because if you get behind, even missing one day, you've got to do 3,400. And then if you miss 3 days, you drop out because I just can't catch up.
Yeah.
So I find NaNoWriMo, for any of you who've ever, none of you've done this, I found brilliant to keep you focused.
Mm.
And originally I started 11 years ago doing it. And then, even now, they publish you, but I mean, you can get your own work on Amazon. But then I had the clue. I mean, I was writing, but to get published on Amazon was quite exciting. So if you get 50,000 words and they give you 6 months to edit, and then they give you it was called Creator Space, a place that you send your manuscript to, and there you can do your own editing, you can do your own formatting, you can do your own covers, or you can use their facilities. So they put you in touch with editors and all of that for a fee.
Mm.
And then, 11 years ago, they would send you 6 complimentary copies of your book. And that was all when you won the competition, if you did your 50,000 words.
Right.
And what's that competition called?
It's called NaNoWriMo. So it's every November.
Yeah.
RIMO?
N-A.
It's an acronym, right?
Yes. It's National Writers Month.
Right.
November.
So it's
NaNoWriMo.
Or is it
WRI?
National November Writers Month.
It's a long acronym.
Anyhow, if you Google that, it's every November, starting November the 1st to the end of November, and you register. It's no fee. You just register. And they send you all these motivational things every day. You can do it. You've only got another 20 days left. You can still do that sort of thing. I mean, it's fun. Mm. But
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But I would come home from teaching and I'd say to my husband, "Ah, you have to cook dinner tonight because I've got to do my words." And then I'd disappear into the study and do my words.
Yeah.
But my
wife's not as gullible as your husband.
She wouldn't go for that.
No.
Just for 1 month.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Huron County Author Talk with your host, Hamilton Baker. If you'd like to learn more about the authors or to purchase one of their books, you can visit their websites. For more information about the podcast, you can visit the library's website at huroncountylibrary.ca. Stay tuned for our next episode that we'll release in 2 weeks. The music on this program is Echo by Alan McKellis. Thanks for listening.